Hey, it's Payne. I want to share a message from our sponsor, Spot Pet Insurance. Sometimes unexpected vet bills can hit hard when we least expect them. And if life throws you a curveball and your beloved pet needs urgent medical attention, the vet bills can start piling up. Enter Spot Pet Insurance, the ally you never knew you needed. Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, providing a safety net when the unexpected occurs. Life can be unpredictable, and so are the needs of our furry companions. Spot Pet Insurance understands that. With Spot, you can focus on the things that matter, knowing that your pet has coverage to help protect your wallet from those unexpected vet bills. Spot Pet Insurance plans don't just offer coverage for unexpected accidents and illnesses. You can add their preventative care benefit to your plan, ensuring that routine wellness, vaccines, and more can all be covered too. It's a shield against the unexpected. If you have a pet, consider Spot Pet Insurance, because having the right resources at the right time can make all the difference. Just go to spotpet.com. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering what happened. From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
Hi, Payne and Dr. Godwin. This is Margaret calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I love your podcast and have been following along with the recent developments. A question I had after listening to the most recent episode on Who is Ryan Duke is whether or not you think he could have been hired by someone. I don't want to say as a hitman, but possibly it was an inside job and he was the one, you know, his friend said he wasn't super resourceful, so maybe he was impressionable and easily convinced to do things. And maybe somebody hired him or threatened him with some, you know, other information if he didn't complete this crime. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I will look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Bye.
Personally, I don't think Ryan Duke was hired by someone to kill Tara. As of right now, we don't really know what Ryan Duke's motive was, but the GBI has also charged him with burglary. So one plausible theory here is that it could have been a robbery gone wrong. That doesn't really sit very well with me, and it's not a very satisfying answer or motive, but it's definitely still a possibility. This is something that we're still investigating right now, but we'll update you guys if we get anything new on that in terms of Ryan Duke's motive.
Hi, this is a listener from Nashville, Tennessee. Now that somebody has been charged possibly for this murder, or at least has been arrested, I can't help but wonder if possibly this fella and the person that was George Harrison could be connected. Is there any possibility that might be the case, or is this just coincidence? I can't shake the feeling that maybe this person that was George Harrison knew something and was so adamant about Payne solving this case that maybe he knows something about Ryan Duke. Just a thought. Keep it up.
I do not think that George Harrison has any connection to Ryan Duke whatsoever. As far as George Harrison's messages to me on Facebook saying Payne Lindsay will solve this case, I really think that that was just a coincidence. I don't think that he had any sort of insight into that or any sort of effect the podcast may have had. Maurice and I did an extensive investigation into George Harrison's real identity. We found a man named Jose, and this guy was, in fact, not a former student of Tara's and has no real connection to the case or to Tara or Ryan Duke, who was just charged with her murder.
Hi, my name is Alma, and I'm calling from South Carolina. I've been binge listening to this podcast for the last week and a half now, and I love it. My question or my comment is Ryan Duke related to the guy who killed himself because he said that a group of people killed Tara on a dirt road? They seem to be about the same age, and at the time, you thought that his story wasn't very credible because of his mental problems. Do you think that could be related and that he was actually telling the truth the whole time? I just love this podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Back in episode 6, we learned about a kid who committed suicide years ago and left a note saying that he couldn't live with himself any longer knowing what happened to Tara. Then he proceeded to list 12 different names in association with this. Since the arrest of Ryan Duke last week, we have interviewed countless people who knew Ryan, and we've also talked about the possible connection to the suicide note. Now, from what I can tell you right now, we haven't found anything 100% definitive on this yet, but I can also say that there is still a possibility that these things are related. We will be sharing a few interviews with you and a few different testimonies from different people about the suicide note and its possible connection with Ryan Duke very soon.
I have a question. In the last podcast, you were talking to one of Ryan's high school friends and he dropped a name and you immediately sounded like you were pretty familiar with that guy. Was he on your radar before at all, or has he since become on your radar after Ryan confessed? And is he currently being investigated, or do you know anything about that? Thank you so much and keep up the good work. Love the podcast.
That's a really good question. So the name that we beeped out when we were talking to one of Ryan Duke's high school friends was familiar to me because we've been looking into this person ever since the news broke of Ryan Duke's arrest on Thursday. The moment I heard Ryan Duke's name, I also heard this other person's name. So they've been associated together in this thing since the beginning, since the news broke, from my sources. This particular friend circle has come up on our radar in the past, but both of these individuals' names, including Ryan Duke, were never brought up specifically. As far as what the GBI is doing in regards to this other person, I can't really comment on that right now, and I don't know for sure, but I do know that it will come to light pretty soon on both the podcast and the media in general.
We have two dogs in our home. Aria is a 2-year-old puppy who definitely needs help with her portions. And Nala is a 10-year-old dog who is living a great life, and we want to keep feeding her well so she can hang in there with us for a lot longer. The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. You can get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/vanished. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Rick P. from Colorado. You know, I just listened to the Ryan Duke episode, and they mentioned Ryan Duke. You know, the GBI never had him on their radar. But then the guy you were talking to at the end of the episode said that he had heard that story. He'd heard that story at the pecan orchard. He'd heard about, you know, this guy had killed Tara and dumped her body. And he'd heard that from someone else. Like, that was basically a rumor around the town. But GBI said they'd never heard about it. And my question is, you know, since the GBI was investigating basically every lead they got, how did this lead never get to them? I mean, did this ever get to Maurice? Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you, Payne. This is an awesome show.
The GBI said in their press conference last Thursday, and also a few more times since then, that Ryan Duke was never on their radar. I have since heard some conflicting stories about that. One obviously being the conversation you heard at the end of the last episode, where a man claimed to have heard about this same story 10 years ago. I don't want to comment on this too soon without completely vetting all the different stories and sources we have, but what I can say is that from what's been told to me by more than one person, is that this pecan orchard story that involves Ryan Duke was in fact mentioned 10 years ago. Whether or not the GBI was aware of that, I'm not entirely sure yet, but what I will say is that if they were, it would be a really big shame. I will be talking a lot more about this in the coming episodes.
Hi, Payne. I had a question about the location of where the GBI is currently searching for Tara's body and her remains. Rumor has it that Ryan Duke is not speaking about anything and that he's not being very cooperative. Again, rumor has it. So what led the GBI to this specific spot in this 200-acre pecan orchard? Did he actually lead them to that place? I would love to know more about how that specific location in that large of a pecan orchard was identified by the GBI.
Right now, the GBI is currently searching for Tara Grinstead's remains at Hudson Pecan Orchard in Fitzgerald. I don't know for sure how the GBI was led to this specific location, but from everything I've gathered in my own investigation so far, I believe that they were led here to this specific spot by the tipster, or from subsequent interviews they conducted after the tipster came forward.
Hi, Payne. This is Jessica from Athens, Georgia. I actually have two questions. First, will any of the episodes that you had already made prior to the recent break in the case still be released at some point? So that's question one. Question two is, if multiple people heard Ryan Duke talking about killing Tara and burning her body in a pecan orchard 10 years ago, why didn't anyone ever investigate that? And why did no one ever go to the police, or why didn't the police ever investigate him back then? So two different questions. Really love the show. Really want to hear more and your thoughts. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling. That's a good question. Obviously, I had a completely different episode prepared for episode 13 prior to the GBI's announcement of charging Ryan Duke with Tara Grinstead's murder. But this doesn't mean that any of the information I had already doesn't link to Ryan Duke somehow. So a lot of it I will still be discussing in future episodes, as well as any other connections this may have to our previous findings in the podcast. As far as why no one told the police about this pecan orchard story 10 years ago, I really don't know. I also don't know for sure that the GBI was or was not told about this. Again, this is something that we're avidly investigating right now, and we'll be sharing with you anything new we find in the next few weeks.
Hey, Payne. My name is Angie. I live in Coffee County, Megrin County, next to Osceola, where Tara is actually from. Quick question. Do we know if Ryan Duke has visitation privileges while he is being detained? Has anyone tried to reach out and speak to him for a statement? I'm just interested to see if he has given a statement himself, or is he willing to speak to the press or anybody for a one-on-one interview.
As far as reaching out to Ryan Duke for an interview or statement in regards to this case, I've spoke to a few different people about how to get a hold of him and what he's technically allowed or not allowed to do right now. I was told the easiest way for me to reach him would be to send him a letter with my phone number on it and ask him to call me.
Hi, this is Annie Vaughn, and I live in Forsyth, Georgia, and I've really enjoyed your podcast. I got interested in it when I saw a link about it through the Tara Grinstead case, and I was just wondering, I saw a press release earlier that the GBI were searching the pecan orchard, and he said that they were interviewing people, other people that were involved. And I was wondering if you had any leads on the other people that might be involved in that investigation. And I wish you luck with all your other stuff that you're doing right now. I know you're probably really busy, but if you have time to answer that question, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Yes. Right now, the GBI is conducting a search for Tara Grinstead's remains at Hudson Pecan Orchard in Fitzgerald, Georgia. As far as the other interviews they're conducting, I don't know for sure who they are. But from my sources, I have found that they have been talking to the tipster, his or her friends and acquaintances, as well as possibly another party who was involved in helping to conceal Tara Grinstead's death.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hey there, my name is Merwin, and I'm calling you currently from Rochester, New York. I'm loving the podcast and the story, and my heart just breaks for Tara and her family, but I'm so glad it seems to be wrapping itself up. Here's my question. A few times, you keep playing the same audio clips where someone is mentioning the details of the pecan orchard, and in one, it sounds like they said that's where he burned her body. Another one says that's where he dumped her body. Can you just, without maybe, you know, giving away too much, if you can, clarify the discrepancies? Because obviously one is quite different than the other. Thanks so much and keep up the wonderful work. Cannot wait to listen to the next podcast.
Just to clarify, we are all still investigating this, so I don't want to speak too soon. But to answer that, I will just say that a body can be dumped somewhere and then burned later.
Hi, Payne. This is Bridget Brennan from Orlando, Florida. Congratulations on helping crack the Tara Grinstead case. Quick question for you. What's the deal with Jose? Is he the reason that the GBI were able to crack the case? Did he give some information that may have helped? Any updates on him would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Keep on going. Bye.
Jose, or by his alias on Facebook, George Harrison, didn't do anything except troll Maurice and I on Facebook and is in no way related to Ryan Duke or any of the recent developments in this case.
Hi, Payne. This is Mary Heredia. I'm out of Loganville, Georgia. And I just feel like this whole Ryan Duke arrest is very convenient. It just seems a little bit suspicious. To me, I feel like there's more to this story. Just something seems off about it. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were. Thanks. Bye.
I can tell you that the GBI would most likely not charge Ryan Duke with Tara Grinstead's murder unless they had sufficient evidence against him. This family and the town of Osceola has waited too long for answers, and the GBI knows that. I am certain that they felt whatever evidence they had against him was strong. And that's why they charged him with her murder. As far as other people being involved, my personal opinion is yes. There's at least one more person involved, most likely in the act of covering it up. And just so you know, this is not based on my speculation. It's based on credible accounts from multiple sources that have told me the exact same story. I feel confident that the GBI will convict Ryan Duke, but I'm not so sure about anybody else involved. I guess we'll see soon.
Hey guys, this is Kara from Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to call and say that you both have had me captivated from the very, very first episode. When I was listening to the GBI news conference, I kept waiting for them to say, "And we want to send a special thanks out to Payne." This wouldn't have happened without you. I hope you are just so proud of yourself. I think all of us want to kind of have a purpose in life and make a difference. And that's for sure, you absolutely have made a difference. You reignited the fire. You got people talking. You sparked interest. You can't tell me out of 12 years all of this happened and didn't have anything to do with your podcast. I'm very, very, very excited for you. And I do have a bunch of questions, but I'm sure they're not unique to anyone else's. I'm eager to watch this thing unfold. I can't imagine this 21-year-old kid pulled off this murder that if he hadn't come forward, probably wouldn't have been solved. So anyway, I'll be eagerly waiting for your next episode. Congratulations, guys. You did a great job. Thanks.
I really appreciate that. The GBI did specifically thank the media in their press conference for not only keeping this case alive, but they also went on to say it played a huge role in the prosecution of Ryan Duke. I don't feel comfortable claiming any sort of credit for solving this. The GBI, as well as Maurice Godwin, have worked tirelessly for the past 12 years. Trying to solve this case. But I do feel like the podcast played a huge role in creating renewed interest in this case. And hopefully the spotlight from Up and Vanished contributed towards the tipster coming forward with new information.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Radio Rental. If you're new around here and haven't heard, I'm your host, Terry Carnation. On Radio Rental, we play tapes of the scariest true stories you've ever heard. That's right, we've got real scary stories told by the people that actually experienced them. We've got stories of paranormal peril, near-death experiences, stitches in the space-time continuum, and more. Stories like these.
This person was looking for me. They start to take these long strides towards me. I was freaking out.
We started seeing it everywhere we went. It would be sitting there watching us.
I've never ran so fast in my life.
And it's all set right here at Radio Rental, the video rental shop of your worst nightmares. Radio Rental is available now. Listen 1 week early and ad-free on Tenderfoot Plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.